Lesson 28. Text A. Where to find a listener. Mr. Adamson enjoys playing the violin in his leisure time. He is often carried away by his music, but it is a terrible time for his neighbours when Mr. Adamson plays as he does so badly. One day, Mr. Adamson sat by a window and began to play the violin as usual. Mr. Adamson seems to be making noises instead of music. However, Mr. Adamson was absorbed. Just then, some stones were thrown out of the window under which Mr. Adamson was sitting, but he did not pay attention to it. The music continued. After a little while, an empty bottle and a worn-out shoe were thrown out of the window too. Mr. Adamson knew that this was not the place for him. The neighbours did not like his music. Mr. Adamson was very sad. He was badly hurt. Perhaps no living people can understand my music. I should go to a place where people may appreciate my works. So he decided to go to a graveyard. He came to a graveyard where there was no other sound except the church toll. The yard was a heaven where dead people rest. Mr. Adamson sat at a grave and thought a lot. I must do my best to show that my music is outstanding. He was inspired and began to play his violin. Suddenly, a bare foot stretched out from the grave and gave Mr. Adamson a kick which sent him flying. His treasured violin also dropped from his hand. Mr. Adamson felt very sad because his works was not accepted by anyone, not even the dead.
Text B. Don't throw paper on the floor. Bill Davidson is throwing some paper on the floor. Miss Mead, his teacher, is looking at the paper. Don't throw paper on the floor, Bill.
Where shall I put it, miss?
Put it in the waste paper basket, please.
But Peter and Tony put all their paper in the basket a few moments ago. Now it's full.
In that case, take the basket outside and empty it.
Yes, miss.
Where did you empty the basket, Bill?
In the playground, miss.
Silly boy. The dustbin is at the back of the school. Now pick up the paper and put it in the dustbin. 7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell the story to your partner. An Englishman, a Scotsman, and an Irishman each owed a friend of theirs a pound. The man died. They agreed that their debts were debts of honour and must be paid, and that each one should go to the dead man's house, leave a pound, and ask that it should be buried with him, as he had no relatives. The Englishman went and left a pound. So did the Irishman. The Scotsman went to the house, took the 2 pounds, wrote a cheque for 3 pounds, and asked that it should be buried with the dead man. But the undertaker was a Welshman. He found the cheque, cashed it, and kept the money. Lesson 29. Text A. Some sausage sandwiches. One morning last summer, Mrs. Andrews made some sausage sandwiches for her husband's lunch. There was one sausage left over. Mrs. Andrews didn't care for sausages herself, and so she gave the last one to Henry, their little dog. Henry ate it up quickly. During the morning, the dog got ill. He wouldn't stop shaking his head, and he couldn't stand up properly. Mrs. Andrews thought, he has eaten something that didn't agree with him. Maybe that sausage was bad. She suddenly remembered her husband's lunch. She ran to the telephone and called Jim at the office. Jim, I hope you haven't eaten any of those sandwiches yet. Yes, I have. You have? Well, listen, don't eat any more. I gave Henry the last sausage, and now he's ill. Go to the doctor, Jim. Tell the doctor about the dog. Get some medicine at once. Jim came home at lunchtime and went to bed. I had a very unpleasant hour with the doctor, he told his wife. The medicine made me very sick. The next morning, Jim was fine. Henry seemed quite well again, too. At 11 o'clock, the milkman came with the milk. Good morning, Mrs. Andrews, the milkman said. How's your dog this morning? I've been thinking about him. Have you? Well, he seems all right now, but yesterday morning he and I had a little accident. He jumped up at me, and I dropped a bottle of milk on his head.
Text B. Which of the two is better?
Which of the two do you think is better? I mean, what's the difference between them?
Well, this one costs more, but it has a much better sound. This part of it is made of wood, not plastic, and there's a tone control, too.
I only want it for the kitchen. I like to listen to the news at breakfast time.
Well, the other one is good for the money. It's much cheaper. We sell a lot of them, and all our customers are satisfied with them.
I'd like the cheaper one, please. Can I pay by check?
Certainly.
7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell the story to your partner. Why not stop her? The ladies' club always had a meeting every Friday afternoon, and someone came to talk to them about important things. After that, they had tea and asked questions. One Friday, a gentleman came and talked to the club about food. There is not enough food in the world for everybody, he said. More than half the people in the world are hungry. And when they get more food, they have more babies. So they never stop being hungry. Somewhere in the world, a woman is having a baby every minute, day and night. What are we going to do about it? He waited for a few seconds before he continued. But before he began to speak again, one of the ladies said, "Well, why don't we find that woman and stop her?"
Lesson 30. Text A. The Bloody Thumb. I met the old man at a cafe. I was a stranger in the town. "Did you hear the radio news yesterday?" he asked me. "I didn't," I said. "Was there anything exciting?" "Exciting, no. It was important to me, and very, very sad. A pack of hungry dogs killed and ate my best friend." "Oh dear," I cried, "I am sorry. How did it happen?" "He was working in his olive grove on the hillside. The pack attacked him there." "Well, never know all the facts, of course. When he didn't return, I went to the grove and..." "You found the body?" I asked. The old fellow drank half his coffee. The body, he repeated. No, no, I said they were hungry dogs, didn't I? The big bones were lying here and there in the grove. But I found this. He pushed open a matchbox, which he was holding in his hand. The box contained a man's thumb. It was lying on some white, bloody material. There was a cut, an old cut, on the thumbnail. See that cut, the man said. I recognized it. This is my friend's right thumb. The dogs ate the rest of him. The old man began to cry then. He finished his coffee quickly and left the cafe. I drank mine and called the waiter. I'll pay the gentleman's bill, I said. Please don't trouble him with it. His poor friend, how awful. You've heard the news? The waiter laughed. Yes, there's a hole in the bottom of the matchbox. He puts his own thumb through the hole. The blood is red ink, I believe. Is the story worth a cup of coffee, sir?
Text B. The Party. Claire Walton is working at home on a Sunday afternoon. The phone rings. It is an old friend. Hello?
Hello, Claire. This is Mick.
Mick! Nice to hear from you again. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Oh, not so bad. I've been very busy, but I'm going away on holiday soon.
Good. Listen, I'm phoning because I want to invite you to a party. At our new house. And...
New house? Really?
Yes, we've moved. That's why we're giving the party. Can you come?
Well, that depends. When is it?
This Saturday evening.
Well, I'm going away on Sunday morning, very early. Will the party go on very late?
Until 2 in the morning, but you don't have to stay that long. Well, what about it?
All right, I'll come. But I'd like to bring a present. Something for your new house. What would you like?
Nothing. I mean, don't bring anything. It isn't necessary.
But I'd still like...
Just bring yourself. I'm looking forward to seeing you again. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. I'm looking forward to seeing you too. And your new house. When does the party start?
Come any time after 8, all right?
Yes. Oh, and by the way...
Bye. See you on Saturday evening.
Wait a moment, Mick. You haven't... Mick, are you still there? You haven't given me your new address. Hello? Mick? Hello?
Seven. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading and retell the story to your partner. There are some things you can't get away without. I have a confession to make, and the sooner it gets out in the open, the better I'll feel about it. I don't drive a car. Americans are broad-minded people. They'll accept the fact that a person can be an alcoholic, a dope fiend, a wife-beater, and even a newspaperman. But if a man doesn't drive, there is something wrong with him. Through the years, I found it very embarrassing to admit it to anyone, and my best friends tend to view me with suspicion and contempt. But where I really run into trouble is when I go into a store and try to make a purchase with a check. It happened again last week when I went to a discount house at a large shopping center in Maryland. I wanted to buy a portable typewriter, and the salesman was very helpful about showing me the different models. I decided on one, and then I said, "May I write out a personal check?" "Naturally," he said kindly. "Do you have any identification?" "Of course," I said. I produced an American Express credit card, a Diners Club credit card, a Bell telephone credit card, and my pass to the White House. The man inspected them all and then said, Where's your driver's license? I don't have one, I replied. Did you lose it? No, I didn't lose it. I don't drive a car. He pushed a button under the cash register, and suddenly a floor manager came rushing over. The salesman had now become surly. This guy's trying to cash a check, and he doesn't have a driver's license. Should I call the store detective? Wait a minute, I'll talk to him, the manager said. Did you lose your driver's license for some traffic offence? No, I've never driven. I don't like to drive. Nobody likes to drive, the floor manager shouted. That's no excuse. Why are you trying to cash a check if you don't have a driver's license? I thought all the other identification was good enough, I explained. By this time, the president of the store had arrived on the scene. Fortunately, he recognized my name and okayed the check. He was very embarrassed by the treatment I had received and said, Come on, I'll buy you a drink. I forgot to tell you, I said, I don't drink either. This was too much, even for him, and he pushed me toward the door. Get out of here, he said, and don't come back.
Lesson 31. Text A. A Difficult Customer. Dolores works in a shop selling gramophone records. One afternoon, a middle-aged woman came in, sat on a stool in front of the counter, and smiled at her brightly. I want a record, dear, she began. One I heard on the radio this morning. What was the record called? Dolores asked, without much hope. The woman shook her head. I don't remember. I should know it if I heard it, though. Perhaps if you play me a few records, I shall be able to pick it out. She settled herself more comfortably on her stool. We have hundreds of records in stock, Dolores pointed out. It would take a very long time to play you even a little of each. Could you hum it to me? The woman shook her head again. I can't even sing the national anthem in tune. We should only get into a complete muddle if I were to start humming. She looked quite depressed, as if this reminder of her own lack of musical ability were the last straw. Then suddenly her face brightened. I've just remembered something, she said. It comes from a play. There's a girl who speaks very badly, if you see what I mean. But after a time she learns to talk well. Something about, what do you call it, phonetics. This was enough for Dolores. If you ask me, it's from My Fair Lady, she said. That's it, dear. If you'd thought of it sooner, we wouldn't have wasted so much time. I suppose you are new to the job.
Text B. That hurts a lot. Malk went to the casualty department of the hospital. There he was examined by the doctor. Right, just take off your jacket and shirt, and lie down on that bed over there. That's right. Now, just hold up your right arm, will you? Does this hurt? No. And this? Yes, a bit. Ouch! And do you feel anything when I do this? Yes, that hurts quite a lot. And you don't feel any pain anywhere else? In your legs, for example? No, nothing. Well, it's probably nothing serious, but I think we'd better have that shoulder x-rayed. We can't do that until the morning, though, so it'd be better if you stayed in hospital for the night.
7. Read the following dialogue once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell to your partner the dialogue in your own words. At the doctor's. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very worried, doctor.
Oh? What are you worried about?
I'm afraid that I'm very ill.
I'm sorry to hear that. Why do you think so?
Because I feel tired all the time, even when I wake up in the morning. I find it very difficult to do any work. I have no appetite. My wife cooks me delicious meals, but I can only eat a little.
How do you sleep?
Very badly, doctor.
Do you find it difficult to get to sleep, or do you wake up early?
Both, doctor. I never get to sleep until 2 o'clock, and I always wake up at 5.
Are you worried about anything?
Well, yes, I am. I'm worried about my work. I've just taken a new job. I earn a lot of money, but it's difficult work. I'm always afraid of making a mistake.
I see. Please take off your shirt and lie down on the couch.
Yes, doctor.
Well, there's nothing very much wrong with you, I'm glad to say. You're working too hard and worrying too much. Do you take much exercise?
No, doctor. I never have enough time for exercise. I start work very early in the morning and finish late in the evening. Then I can't get to sleep. Can you give me some medicine to help me to sleep?
I can, but I'm not going to. You don't need medicine. You need advice. Don't work so hard. Too much work is bad for you. Don't worry about your work. It's silly to worry. Take regular exercise.
But I may lose my job, doctor. It's hard to get a job like mine.
Then get an easier one, even if you earn less money. Which would you rather have, health or wealth?
You're right, doctor. It's more important to be healthy than wealthy. I'll change my job. I'm grateful for your advice.
Come and see me again in a month's time. I think you'll be a different man. Lesson 32. Text A. A pocket full of pigs. Once there was no money. If people wanted to get something, they had to give something. This is the way it used to be. I'll give you my cow for your pig, a man would say. I'll give you my bull if you give me a shirt, another would say. Here are seven oranges for one fish. Will you give me a chicken for a bag of corn? People had to trade things every day. They had to give a thing to get a thing because there wasn't any money. But they had to work out a good trade, one that came out even. What could you get for 2 chickens? Were 3 bags of apples a good trade for 2 bags of grapes? Or 1 bag of apples for a little butter? What was an even trade? It was hard to know. And it was too hard to carry around all the things for trading. People had to use too much time getting things they needed. So they thought of a new way to trade. They thought of money. Money could stand for apples or bowls or pigs. And a pocket full of money was better than a pocket full of pigs. With money, it was not so hard to trade. Everyone could use money. The man who needed a pig could buy it with money. The man who sold the pig could keep the money until he needed something. People could work for money, and people buy things with the money they got from work.
Text B. Let's play chess. Mr. Wilson and Mr. Dawson are watching some men playing chess. Let's play chess. I haven't played chess for a long time. That's all right. I'm a beginner. I've just learnt how to play. Look, there's a chessboard. Those two men have already finished playing. You're a very good player. Not really, but once I won a prize. So did I. I won a prize last week, but it was a prize for beginners. My prize was for the best player in the country. Now let's start playing chess seriously. 7. Read the following dialogue once. Underline the key words while reading and retell the dialogue to your partner in your own words. I'm not satisfied with it.
Why not? What's wrong with it?
Sometimes it goes fast, and sometimes it goes slow, and the alarm doesn't work either.
Would you like another one?
No. Can I have my money back?
Have you got a receipt?
A receipt?
Yes. I must see your receipt. You can't have your money back without a receipt.
Oh, I'm not certain, but I think I've lost it.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎。
听啊，讲啊。